Jabin Weklavin. Ostrilsikena. Baba. Mera baba. Mera sati aja madadkan. Baba pi petang.
Shanti. When I had money, money, oh, I knew no joy till I went poor. For many false man as a friend came knocking all day at my door, then felt like a child that holds a trumpet that he must not blow. Because a man is dead, I dare not speak to let this false world know. Much have I thought of life and seen how poor men's hearts are ever light, and how their wives do hum like bees about their work from morn till night. So when I hear these poor ones laugh and see the rich ones coldly frown, poor men think I need not go up so much as rich men should come down. When I had money, money, oh, my many friends proved all untrue. But now I have no money. Oh, my friends are real, though very few. The poet is describing what happens to him when he had money and what goes in his life when he becomes poor. When he is rich, there are many friends around, but all those friends are false. And now that the poet has become poor, there are few friends, but they all are true friends. The moment the money enters the wallet, an unknown psychological world is created in the consciousness. We have spoken about Amrit Vela. We have talked about celibacy. We have discussed about the effect of food on human consciousness in great details. This subject was untouched. And this is a very deep and profound subject. The subject of money. And I feel I am the most unqualified person to talk on this. The most unfit. And yet, the purpose behind starting this series on money is to understand the psychology of money, the divine psychology, the divine consciousness that is needed. As we come in contact with money, this is a difficult subject, yet we all are surrounded by money everywhere. Money is everywhere. We try to understand it. Many try to understand it, but much more. There is much more confusion regarding it. So this is a small attempt to understand the psychology of money. I feel this will help me understand this concept better, as well as to increase my own spectrum of understanding. So today we are beginning a new series, a 10-day short series on Pavitra Dhan, on pure wealth. We all are aware of terms like white money, black money, but pure wealth is something more than white money. White money is something that is legally earned. Black is something that is illegally earned, or you are making attempts at tax evasion. But pure money, pure wealth, Pavitra Dhan, is not just about white money. It is also ethically earned, as well as there is divine consciousness associated with it. So every day we will discuss 5 sutras and also a short meditation. So today's topic is money mirror. Money is like a mirror. It does not create consciousness, but it reveals the consciousness. When you have money in your back pocket and when you do not have money in your pocket, you are different persons. The first sutra is the sutra of attribution. You take a note. Suppose this is the note, a currency. It does not have any attachment. It does not have greed. But the moment the money enters my pocket, it creates a new psychological world within me. The same money, the same note, can be a source of income, can be a source of, can be greed for somebody, Somebody might view it as prestige. Somebody might see it as power. Somebody might see it as education. While somebody might see that money as the means of service. Different people have different perceptions about money. Actually, money is innocent. It is the mind that gives meaning to the money. There are three things: mind, place, and person. For a person who is all renouncing monk, the money is useless. For another worldly person who is greedy, it is everything. It is prestige, it is power. The same 500 rupee note can be different for different persons. For a hungry, it's a source of food. For a student, it is a source of education. For an artist, it is the worth of his art. Money itself is innocent. Our mind plays games. Money games. They say that money has got ears. Whatever you say to money, the money obeys. It's a mind. So the first is mind. Second is time. Time value of money. If suppose you have a note and you enter a new place and that note has no value there. So it's a time. The place affects the value of money. The time affects the value of money. 5 years back, this pen was costing 100 rupees. Now it costs just 10 rupees. So time and money are connected. Time, place and money are connected. Persons and money are connected. In fact, as I said, money is innocent. It is the mind that gives value to the money. There is a change in the consciousness when money enters and money goes away. So, money is just a psychological mirror. You can see yourself. What happens? The second is about bank print. Your bank statements. Where you have spent your money. That money reveals your consciousness. That money reveals your priorities of life. Whether it is education, technology, food, fashion, appearance, hobbies. Prestige. So this bank print, whatever we spend, our expenditure, our bank statements, they reveal our autobiography. They reveal our financial autobiography in words. You can see a person and see his expenditure, whatever he has spent. If you see 10 things there, based on those 10 things, you can come to the conclusion about the personality of that person, who that person is. Wherever the money flows, the part of the consciousness flows there. Just as food has effect on consciousness, so also money has effect on man's consciousness. So second is bank print. The third is clinging. We cling to money. We are attached to money. We say that we possess money, but the reverse is true. The money is possessing us. It casts the illusion of identity. The money becomes our identity. I have money. I have more money. I want more money. This creates a new identity. When I have money, I am powerful. When I don't have money, I am less powerful. When I have bank balance, when I have savings, I am powerful. And when I don't have, I am less powerful. So money has replaced the identity. Just imagine if you lose 500 rupees, but you remain peaceless for next 5 hours. You've become disturbed. It is not the 500 rupees that has made you disturbed. It is the clinging, it is the attachment to that 500 rupees. So basically, it is the attachment. Unconsciously, we are attached. It brings sorrow. Suppose you have a delicate thing you bought from market and it is damaged. So you feel pain. Why? Because the money is associated with it. It is not about, and it's suppose that is damaged by another person. The pain is more. So, it is the clinging. Whenever the money passes through us, the consciousness changes. I have money in front of me. So now, here is the spiritual shift. I create a new consciousness. This money has been entrusted to me. It doesn't belong to me. I am not the owner. It has been given to me. This is what Baba calls trusteeship. I am the trustee. Thousands come and thousands go away. Lakhs and crores come and they go away. I am just taking care of those currencies. They are not mine. So this itself reduces this clinging, this attachment. The fourth is departure. When our attachment to his money is not revealed when the money comes, our attachment is revealed when money goes away. Suppose somebody charges you extra. You feel pain. One. Second, your investment falls. You feel pain. Or there is an unnecessary expenditure. There is pain. Or a thing is damaged. As I said, there is pain. Or you lose money. There is pain. So our attachment to money is revealed when money departs, not when it comes. You get something, you have to buy, you bought something, and somebody gets the same thing in free. So again, there is a change in the consciousness. Or, you go to the market and you purchase a shirt for 100 rupees, and somebody gets it for 50 rupees. Somebody gets the discount, you don't get the discount. Or, there is buy one and get one free policy. But when you go to the market, you get only one. And another person goes and that person reminds the shopkeeper about the policy and he gets one more. So then there is a pain. So you cannot say that I am unattached to the money. The attachment is revealed when money departs. So this departure reveals money does not create consciousness. It reveals the consciousness. So this is very important to understand what happens. Whether it is the question of discount or no discount, free, or you are paying for it. So everything. This creates an effect on consciousness. So if it is not about self-condemnation, it's not about creating self-hate, it's not about saying that, oh, I am bad, I am attached to money. It is creating the awareness. How profoundly I get affected. The third is the enlightenment. How to create divine money. You don't have to purify money. It is the purification of the consciousness. When the consciousness is purified, the money is automatically purified. The Pavitra Dhan is not about giving drishti or offering to Baba, just. It's about purifying the internal consciousness that will ultimately purify everything. So the divine money happens when the divine consciousness is born. We have heard till now, right from the Copper Age, money has been described as Maya. But is it really so? Perhaps not. It is the consciousness which is working behind it. Everything depends upon that. In Bible it is described, a man comes to Jesus Christ and says, what should I do to enter the kingdom of heaven? Jesus says to him, do not commit adultery, do not steal, speak truth. Love your neighbors. And the man says, I do all of these things. Tell me something more. And Jesus sees that this man is a rich person. And Christ says to him, go and sell whatever you have. Whatever possessions you have, go and give to the poor. And the man moves back. He is so deeply attached to his money. It's so impossible for him to donate his money to the poor. And then Jesus makes the statement, it is possible for a camel to pass through an eye of a needle than a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And the similar statements we find in Murli's. It is difficult for a sahukar to enter heaven. And it is quite easy for a poor person to enter the heaven. But it is not about being rich or poor. It is about our attachment to it. How much we have purified our consciousness. The pure mind, the pure consciousness, the pure soul would not see money as an obstacle. As I said, money has got ears. Money listens to what you speak. If you tell your money, get utilized for the world benefaction, it will obey. Money should remain mobile. If it stays, if it stagnates, it will start stinking. Why there are so many crimes being committed in the name of money? If you make a list, there would be more than 100 crimes. Bribe, embezzlement, vehicle theft, mobile theft, so many are there. OTP fraud, scams. Why all these crimes? Bank crimes, money laundering, so many crimes, corruptions, fake signature, fake documents, fake OTP, fake QR code, NGOs, donations, creating pirated material. So many things are there. So, there is an involved consciousness. So, we have to understand our relationship with money. It is not that somebody is very rich and somebody is very poor. It is not about having abundance or living in penury. It's about our relationship with it. How do we see this? Is this a source of prestige, power, energy? Is it showmanship? What is it? How do I see it? Or do I see this money, this vitamin M, as the means of service? So it is the divine consciousness which is needed. So the first thing we saw is attribution. Money per se is innocent. It is our mind that creates. Is it the mind that creates money? That's another question. The importance is created because of the mind. Second is, what was the second point? Bank print. That is your bank statement. That suggests your priorities. Technology is the priority. Education is the priority. Food is the priority. Appearance is the priority. What is it? That reveals where the consciousness is flowing in the background. The third is clinging, attachments. Your bag in the train, or you keep thinking about it, or if you have lost your footwear, people become unhappy inside the Diamond Hall. There is no Baba Milan happening because the mind is dominated by the theft. Who has stolen my sleeper and chappal and shoes? So it is not about the chappal, shoes or sleeper. It is the attachment to the money. Probably that person has got that shoes for free. But there is my money. There is my shoes. So there is a deeper attachment. The last is divine consciousness. So when we create a divine consciousness, it is not just about money. Anything, this pen or any object that comes in my hand, that is automatically used for higher purpose. And I remain light. I remain stable. So just close your eyes for 1 minute. Imagine all the money that you have is in front of you. All the resources, all the bank balances, everything that you have here and there. Just bring that in front of you. And now create a thought. This is not my money. I am a trustee. I am not the owner. Baba has given me all this for world benefit. I am just an instrument. Nothing is mine. Everything is His. I am just the caretaker. Om Shanti.